This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, August 19. You have been pre-approved. A reading comes from Ephesians chapters 1 and 2. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For he chose us in him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in his sight. In love, he predestined us for adoption to sonship through Jesus Christ, in accordance with his pleasure and will, to the praise of his glorious grace, which he has freely given us in the one he loves. In him we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, in accordance with the riches of God's grace that he lavished on us. With all wisdom and understanding, he made known to us the mystery of his will according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times reach their fulfillment, to bring unity to all things in heaven and on earth under Christ. In him we have also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will, in order that we, who were the first to put our hope in Christ, might be for the praise of his glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the message of truth, the gospel of your salvation. When you believed, you were marked in him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession, to the praise of his glory. Ephesians chapter 2. Remember that at that time you were separate from Christ, excluded from citizenship in Israel, and foreigners to the covenants of the promise, with hope and without God in the world. But now, in Christ Jesus, you who were once far away have been brought near by the blood of Christ. In the first century Roman world of the Ephesians, being adopted meant receiving a new identity and a new name. No matter what had happened in your past, you were given a clean slate on adoption day. It was irrevocable. There was no going back to the way it was before. It was once and for all a permanent arrangement. When the Apostle Paul compares our life in God to adoption, he's saying, "You are part of the family now." It's an invitation to get comfortable and to settle into this new relationship. We need not live in fear anymore because we belong to the Father. He has claimed us as his own. God invites us to relate to him as his cherished children. No matter what's happened in your past, God sees the person you're becoming. So don't live like an orphan. Recognize who you are in Christ. You have been pre-approved by God. He's adopted you and blessed you, and he's ready for you to join in the work and livelihood of his kingdom. You've been redeemed and forgiven. Your sin is paid for. Christian faith is about more than believing certain facts. It means living into the lordship of Christ and letting that reality permeate every aspect of life. You're a child of the King, a recipient of the ultimate act of hospitality, God's hospitality. Everything has changed. Thanks be to God. Pray with me. Holy Spirit, come and remind us that we are your children. Help us live into that reality so that our lives reflect the character of Christ. In his name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Download our app to your mobile device or get it delivered to your email inbox each morning. Sign up at thisistoday.com.